Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
519, Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ello, sliding through this 5 o'clock hour, resetting the show a little bit. Talked a little football last segment. Now we're going to talk some baseball, and no better person to have on the line. Joining us on the SDCCU fan hotline, A.J. Cassavale, MLB.com. A.J., how you doing?
Not bad. How are you?
Pretty good, man. Pretty good. The season's winding down, and Padres are trying to find their way at the end of the season. What have you been looking for out of this team as the year winds down?
I think I'm kind of looking at the positions that aren't solidified for next year, so I'm not paying a whole lot of attention to guys like Manny Machado, Eric Hosmer, or even necessarily what's going on with Chris Paddock, even though he's interesting down the stretch. Kirby Yates, all those guys have had are doing good things at times, and they've done bad things at times, but they don't really concern me all that much. I'm keeping my focus on what's happening with Luis Urias, what's happening with Ty France, what's happening in the outfield.
Yeah.
I think the things are pretty unsettled right now. And there's a lot that still needs to be decided, and you can say, oh, there's going to be a spring competition, but I think you learn a lot more in a September competition when you're facing playoff-caliber teams who are in playoff races than you will in March when you're facing minor leaguers.
AJ, what do you think about Urias so far? And how long are they going to go with it? I mean, I'm assuming they're going to go the rest of this season with him. Do you think that they dangle him in a trade, or do you really believe that they believe that he is going to eventually be that second baseman of the future?
I don't think they have to be two mutually exclusive things. I think they can believe that he's a second baseman of the future while still kind of heading into the offseason with the idea that, hey, if we can upgrade our pitching in a big way, he's a guy that might be involved in part of a deal like that. But for now, they haven't seen a whole lot of good at the big league level yet because he's struggled in the time that he's gotten here.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean they're ready to write him off. I think there's too much to like about his game defensively and the way he reached base in the minor leagues to write him off after a few rough months. That being said, if he's around next season, and I'm assuming that he will be, and the Padres go into next season and he shows these same signs at the beginning of next year and you want to compete, he has to win the second base job. It's not about getting Luis Urias enough time to develop anymore. It's about putting the best second baseman on the field that you can. And what he's done at the end of this season probably hasn't been enough.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I think the hourglass of development is running really low. And by the time 2020 rolls around, it'll probably be completely gone, to your point, AJ. The other day, or last Friday, Ben and Woods had AJ Preller on, and he said something that made my antennas really perk up, and that was the fact he was talking about how in today's game, the going currency is young talent. How active do you think the Padres will be, considering all those things that you're watching right now, that you're paying attention to? How active do you think the Padres will be this offseason, whether it be via trade? I'm talking via trade, excuse me, not free agency.
I think they'll be pretty active. Knowing AJ Preller, he likes to kind of stick his nose into things anyway and just put some feelers out. But I think this offseason might be a little different because he is looking to complete a roster rather than find out some things about some guys.
Yeah.
I think going into this season, the goal is a little different than what it's going to be next season. This season was kind of a let's hope we can win, let's also give some young guys some opportunity. Next season is a let's give the young guys an opportunity if they've earned it. And so I think he maybe enters the offseason with the mindset that if our outfield isn't good enough, maybe we need to deal for an outfielder. If our rotation isn't good enough, which I think at this point we can say there are pieces there, but it's not good enough on the whole, maybe we need to deal for a starting pitcher. Maybe we deal from this depth of prospects that we have. You find out who the guys are who maybe are blocked to the major leagues positionally or don't have a high ceiling enough to be a superstar, and you use those guys to find a pitcher, to find a outfielder, to find someone that can help you put that roster together, because I think the calculus is different this offseason when you're looking to contend in 2020 definitively rather than last year.
AJ Cassavell always does a great job for us and on MLB.com, joining us here on the SDCCU Fan Hotline. AJ, are you surprised now looking throughout this whole season that we're in September and there are as many question marks with this Padre team as there still is? Or do you think they, as an organization, were hoping to have a few more things settled by now?
Yes, I think they definitely thought that there would be more answers in the outfield, at least.
Right.
I think they probably thought maybe catcher would be a little more solidified. I think we saw a lot of very good things out of Francisco Mejia, but there's some question marks defensively. I think they really hoped second base would have been locked up in Luis Urias' hands by now. The rotation, I think we all could have maybe foreseen this playing out the way it has, and I don't know that the Padres did the wrong thing by entering this season giving so much opportunity to some of their young guys, but we've learned about the young guys that there are some nice pieces in there. Chris Paddock is a piece. Cal Quantrill, his last three starts aside, I think maybe some fatigue's involved. He looks like he could be a piece. There's some guys who could sit at the back end of the rotation, but maybe they need to add in that sense too. And so these questions, you could have foreseen some of them heading into the season, and I don't think maybe you're that upset with still having rotation questions or maybe even still having outfield questions. But some of them, I think the Padres had hoped would have been answered by now, and life would be a lot easier if they – did have an answer in center field or if they did have an answer at second base heading into a busy offseason.
AJ Cassavell joins us here, MLB.com, on the SDCCU Fan Hotline. AJ, I need your help, man. I don't know if I'm jaded, but we're watching Will Myers go on a tear here at the end of the season, and I feel that he's done this the past few years. He gets in the season, he starts swinging the bat well. What are we to make of that? What are we to make of his offensive game right now being as good as it's been all season?
I think you can make of it that he is a very good ball player at times, and then that's it. Because like you said, we've seen this before. He can be really good, but he hasn't put it together. And at this point in his career, this is his fifth season as a Padre. I think you can read into the fact that he hasn't put it together for an entire season. We can't enter 2020 expecting him to do that. I don't know what that means in terms of whether they look to trade him during the offseason, whether they bring him back in a role where he could get playing time, but not necessarily everyday playing time from the start. He'd have to kind of earn his way into it. But you can't look at the last 3 weeks of Will Myers' season and say, oh, look at this guy. Look at the positive things he's doing. Let's count on that for 2020, because, quite frankly, the Padres have done that before, and it hasn't worked out in their favor with him.
AJ Cassavell, MLB.com. Last thing for me, AJ, and probably the toughest question, and I don't even think there's an answer to it at this point, but AJ or Andy Green, the future for Andy Green. I don't think there's any reason to think for sure they're letting him go, but I don't get the feeling that there's any reason to think for sure they're bringing him back. I don't know which way they're leaning. Perhaps nobody knows which way they're leaning. I don't know if Andy Green knows which way they're leaning. I guess how I would phrase this question is, how best for me to answer this question when everybody asks me about it?
So you're passing the buck.
I'm passing the buck to you, yeah, because, I mean, people know I'm a work on the radio. They go, so tell me what's happened to happen with Andy Green? And I just don't have a good answer.
Well, the answer is that they're going to sit down at the end of the season and evaluate. And I don't know whether that evaluation will entail only what's going on with Andy Green or whether it will entail maybe if there's other managers available. But I think, generally speaking, the organization sentiment around Andy Green is they think he's done a better job than what the fan base thinks, obviously.
Right.
That doesn't necessarily mean that he's coming back for next year. And I think there's some legitimate gripes about Andy Green's management style, and there's some that aren't. And I think some of the nitty-gritty game management, in-game strategy stuff gets a little overblown, because I think there's a lot of reasons behind some of the decisions he makes that aren't necessarily geared toward that day or the next day or what's going on. I think maybe on a larger level, that's where the organization is going to look in terms of, are these guys getting better? Is the organization ready to take the next step next season, and is Andy Green that guy? And that's where that's what the discussions will center around. It's not going to center around whether you should have kept Joey Lucchese in for the seventh inning when he had a guy ready in the bullpen, because they're pretty comfortable with how he handles those situations. The question is he the guy that can take this team and this group of pretty talented players, probably the, I think entering next season, it'll be one of the more talented Padres rosters in the last decade. Can he make them better, and can he make them warm to a playoff caliber standard? And that's a question that the Padres themselves haven't really started looking into, because they want to gain all the data and all the information that they can from the entire 2019 season, which still obviously is 3 weeks left to go.
Well, AJ, you did a good job handling that buck that was passed to you there.
Yeah, that was really good, AJ. I'm going to congratulate you personally when I see you at the ballpark tonight for that one.
AJ,
so they can just play that clip when people ask you.
That's exactly. I got Scraby to tape it.
AJ, thanks for the time, brother. We'll catch you at the field.
See you later.
All right, thanks, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.